Hi everyone and welcome to my first ever podcast. My name is Thomas Boyd. I'm the Principal Marine Biologist at Aquatic Inc. So Aquatic Inc is a fishing research, consultation and media company based in Sydney, Australia. So a little background on the company. I set this company at the beginning of the year with one very specific aim. And that was to conduct research that was specifically targeted towards the wreck fishing sector in Australia and hopefully into the future internationally as well. So research, especially marine research, is very institutionalized. Now that means it's often conducted within the realms of universities, government departments, and government research agencies. Now this type of institutionalized approach to marine science has many advantages and disadvantages. So often research conducted within these large institutions have access to significant funding bodies, meaning that large, complex, and often lengthy research projects are much easier undertaken within these institutions. One disadvantage is that the layers of bureaucracy often make research quite slow and very constrained. And this is due to the number of hands that the research proposals often need to go through in order to get the go-ahead. So when the go-ahead is finally given, there are often numerous conditions, mostly environmental and ethical, that are often attached, which makes conducting the research slow and cumbersome. So research conducted within private research companies like Aquatic Inc., we conduct research that is often mobile, fluid. It can adapt to the research project as it evolves because we're not actually funded for a specific project. And in the case of Aquatic Inc., I'm the primary funding source, so it makes it a lot easier to adapt these research projects. Now, whether conducted privately or through institutions such as government departments or unis, scientific research and researchers like myself are bound by a specific code of ethics. This means that all research conducted needs to follow and adhere to the basic scientific method. And at Aquatic Inc., all of our research adheres to these conventions. So what do we actually do here at Aquatic Inc.? As we are a small company, we often conduct consultations with businesses that are within the fishing industry or affiliated with the wreck fishing industry. So currently we consult with numerous charter operators, individuals, and as well as companies, helping them to decipher complex environmental data amongst a number of other things. So this data often includes sea surface temperatures, ocean altimetry, currents, chlorophyll concentrations, oceanic and atmospheric interaction data, as well as complex understanding of fish biology and ecology. Now this actually allows us to identify and pinpoint specific areas that will yield the best fishing results for anglers. And as an angler myself, this makes it very useful. So often we'll make these observations public through our Facebook page with shots of current conditions, areas that could be targeted by anglers. So during the last 3 weeks, conditions off Sydney have led to some amazing catches of tuna and other large pelagics such as marlin, mahi-mahi, mako sharks, tigers. And Aquatic Inc., we posted the latest current and chlorophyll data, which highlighted the areas that the anglers should target in order to catch these often once-in-a-lifetime fish. And we're very pleased to say that so many people went to these areas that were highlighted by us, came back with some amazing fish for their family and memories that will often last a lifetime. So as for research projects, we've been working for the last 6 months on a research project that I believe is going to give the 5 million wreck anglers in Australia the voice that they desperately need. Currently, fisheries departments around Australia, and especially here in New South Wales, are reviewing and passing legislation limiting the rights of recreational anglers to freely fish our waters. Now, I'm a marine biologist and I understand the intricate need to manage our fisheries resources. However, current fisheries policies, especially here in New South Wales, fails to balance the need to conserve our fisheries whilst maintaining the rights of us anglers to freely fish for sport and for food. Now, when reading through the scientific reports that are publicly made available by government departments such as New South Wales Fisheries, and the specific one that I'm referring to is the Status of Fisheries Resources in New South Wales 2008-2009. You can get that on the New South Wales website. Now, this highlights how little we actually know about the state of our fisheries biomass in New South Wales and around Australia. The majority of New South Wales fisheries data is provided by the commercial fishing sector, with very small surveys periodically conducted on the wreck sector. Now, this data is very narrow and does not even come close to the complex data that we require to understand the current state of fisheries biomass, let alone the inputs for models to forecast projections into the future, which often happens. Now, I put publicly on the record that I'm strongly opposed to the reduction of bag limits, which are currently being reviewed by New South Wales Fisheries. Now, I'll be doing a very large podcast on the specific details of why I'm opposed to this. But what I can say now is that there are currently no scientific consensus on the accurate status of fisheries biomass. So any reduction to the bag limits is made not with the scientific evidence. So bag limit reductions are a blunt conservation tool, which highlights the quality of the current fishing research data. So complex and robust scientific data allows for the creation of environmental policy that manages the difficult balancing act of conservation whilst maintaining the rights of us anglers to enjoy our natural resources, which are the fish. Now, this is going to be a regular podcast that's going to cover a wide range of topics that I believe will benefit anglers all around Australia. So podcasting allows me to get large amounts of information out to you, the anglers, quickly and easily, in a form that you can easily access. So I'm going to cover some quite controversial topics, such as the influence of the Greens and other environmental organisations on fisheries policy, and the current actions being undertaken by fisheries departments all over Australia. I'm also going to review the scientific literature as it's published and put it in an easy-to-understand format for anglers. Now, this is going to range from the latest discoveries in fish biology that'll help us anglers better target our favourite species to podcasts specifically designed and dedicated to one particular species. So if you've got a topic that you want covered, jump onto our Facebook page, look us up, Aquatic Inc., and leave a post, and we'll sort of get started researching your topic and we'll create a podcast for you. So often the questions you have will help out your fellow anglers. So I believe that information is power, so the more of us anglers that understand what is going on within our oceans, better equips us so that we can make accurate and informed decisions when we're confronted with policy decisions and other people's point of views that threaten the thing we enjoy most, which is getting out in the water and fishing. So I'm actually going to be at the boat show Thursday and Friday, and I'm going to be in a blue polo shirt with a Heron Island Research Station logo on it. So if you see me walking around, come say hello, have a chat, and I'll catch you guys out in the water.